You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm sure most of you know that one of the most popular things to do right now is to do something about your lips. Because if you haven't already done it, I'm positive that somebody that you know very well has already done something to make their lips look either more youthful, larger, or to just reshape them in such a way that fits their face a little better. So today I wanted to just go over, since it is such a popular thing, some of the things that we really need to talk about when you're thinking of doing something around what I'm going to call the perioral area. So let's first address this. So many of you have vertical lip lines. It could have been from cigarette smoking. I have so many of you that tell me you've never smoked a cigarette in your life, but you still have vertical lip lines. A lot of it just has to do with how you animate for all these years. And because those vertical lip lines are so common, it does become an interesting thing to how to go about making them better. Because many of you with the vertical lip lines really aren't interested in getting your lips to be made bigger, your red lip. What you're trying to do is make the vertical lip lines smoother. And I think I have a good answer for you. So if that's your situation, if you're looking at your lips in the mirror and you're going, okay, I'm fine with how my red lips look. I just wish that there were less wrinkles, there were less vertical lip lines on the upper lip and even the lower lip. And sometimes it can even be in the corners of the mouth where it starts to become a downward smile, almost like an unhappy face look. So here are three ways to make this area, what we're going to call the perioral area, look better. Again, not trying to enhance the size of the lip, trying to make the perioral area more youthful. Number one, and again, what's important to understand, and I want to make this as one important caveat, every one of these three modalities needs to be done with a reasonable plastic surgeon or someone who understands that you're not trying to go way overboard in doing anything. Okay, so I just want to make this as a caveat. Okay, number one, here we go. You could laser resurface that skin. And I can tell you that we do that very, very, very often here, where it's been years and years of this constant puckering or something that's just made that perioral area look very wrinkled. And one of the best ways to make this look smoother is to take some laser, and again, we'll get into lasers on another podcast, but the concept of really purposefully irritating the skin to such a degree that as it heals smoother. So suffice to say, that's the concept behind this lasering procedure. Again, what other things could you do besides a laser that would give you the same kind of a thing? You could do radio frequency microneedling. You could do other types of lasers. But the concept of trying to smooth out the skin by purposefully irritating the skin to such a degree that as it heals, it'll heal smoother. That's number one. Number two, I inject facial fillers in that area all the time. And if it's done properly, what'll happen is you're placing a very fine type of a filler in a way so that it's not adding volume to the lip. That's the key. The key is that you're trying to soften and make the vertical lip lines better without injecting so much that you're giving that person too much of an upper lip or too much of a lower lip, because that can, in a lot of ways, create like a bunching, almost like an ape-like appearance, because you've really just tried to volumize, if you will, that area to such a degree so that the vertical lip lines are gone. So you have to be very, very careful with that. And you have to use the right product, and it has to be delivered in a proper fashion. Personally, I love using a cannula in that location so that you don't get a lot of bruising and that you can go across the lip, not only vertically, but you can also go horizontally across the lip to try to break up all those vertical attachments. Okay, so that's the number two one. So the first was some sort of a laser resurfacing or something that will irritate the skin to such a degree that as it heals, it'll heal smoother. The second thing is to put some sort of a filler in that zone. Again, that just makes sense because what you're doing is you're using the filler to plump up those vertical indentations, those wrinkles that are around the mouth. And number three is Botox injections. You heard me. We can definitely use Botox in that perioral area. Now, just like I said from the very beginning with my caveat, you can't use too much Botox, because if you do, you're going to really make it uncomfortable for the person to smile, to animate, to do certain things. So the beauty of using this three-prong approach is that neither of number one, two, or three, none of those have to be done in a very aggressive fashion if you're combining all three together. So that's the key. It's almost like if you use all three of those modalities in a reasonably modest way, you can achieve tremendous success without doing anything that's overboard. And I think that's really more and more of what we're seeing is that people have seen, and this may be you, you may have seen a friend of yours, you may have seen other people that are just walking around with ridiculously large lips, not necessarily because they wanted their lips to look that size, but in order to eradicate all the wrinkles around the mouth, someone got injected with too much product. So those three things are keys to making the upper and lower lip area appear more youthful. Now, when we're talking about literally trying to make the red lip more luscious, more voluptuous, we can definitely choose from a variety of brand new fillers that are FDA approved specifically to be used in the lip. And that's when you're coming in to talk about this, we will definitely sit down and have a very nice discussion about where you really want to go with your lip size and the shape that you want the lip to be. Let me give you an example. A lot of you may have very beautiful central volume, what we would call the Cupid's bow area, but you lose your lip as you go laterally. That's one of the key things that when you're talking with your plastic surgeon and you're really trying to get a wider appearance to your lip, or you want to just get more red lip to show in the lateral aspects of your mouth, there's a certain technique that needs to be done in order to enhance that. Some of you don't have a very good or defined Cupid's bow. And in that particular situation, a different technique is necessary. So what I'm trying to make sure all of you understand is that just because you may be using the proper facial filler or lip filler, and just because you've decided on what you would like it to look like, the administering of that product doing different techniques is key to achieving the results you want. And again, this can be blended into also treating those vertical lip lines as well. So a lot of you that come in to talk about that whole perioral area, it is a combination of three things. You have wrinkles around your mouth. You want your red lip to look more luscious. And number three, the corners of your mouth are downturned. So everybody walks around and asks you, what's wrong? How come you're happy? How come you're unhappy? You don't look so happy, right? If that's happened to you, it could be because the corners of your mouth in just a normal repose, when you're just like staring, the corners of the mouth get turned down as we get older. So using us again, it's key that the product choice is very, very important, because you want to be able to bolster and support the corners of the mouth that have started to like lose their, if you can imagine, it's almost like you're stenting them back up. The corners of the mouth have started to lose some of its support. And in order to make that support better, we incorporate special facial fillers to go specifically in the corners of the mouth and into that marionette type of a line. So believe it or not, you could come in for a consultation solely to talk about how the perioral area, the area around your mouth and down to your chin, has created this aging appearance that you hate. And this is the kind of a consultation that you can expect if you're going to see your board-certified plastic surgeon and you're really having a sit-down meeting to really talk about all of these areas. Please, please, don't try to limit the discussion to just talking about the red lip, because so many of you come in and you need to be probed a little bit to discuss this, but so many of you come in just assuming that if you get your red lip injected, all of these other things are magically going to get better, and that is definitely not the case. And similarly, if you're coming in because you just want the vertical lip lines, the wrinkles around the mouth addressed, and you don't want any more volume to the lip, express that as well, because you can definitely achieve that without having to change the volume or the size of your red lip. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.